This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region. He underlined respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity of states.
India has always emphasized the protection of civilians as the foremost priority. Observing international law and respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity of states is essential. Our embassy in Lebanon remains in close touch with the Indian community for the safety and security.
Meanwhile, the government has said that it has successfully met the peak demand of electricity and energy requirements of the country amid the West Asia crisis. Joint Secretary in Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said domestic LPG and fuel supply is stable in the country. Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi has said that the US must adhere to its commitment under the two-week ceasefire deal to halt the hostilities in West Asia, asserting that Lebanon remains an integral part of the agreement. According to Iranian state media, Araghchi made the remarks during a phone conversation with Iran's ambassador to Lebanon, Mohammad Raza Rauf Shibani, in which he was briefed on the latest developments in Lebanon. He further stressed that Lebanon is an essential component of any ceasefire arrangement, adding that hostilities must cease immediately. This comes amidst uncertainty surrounding the prospects of talks today between Iran and the United States to find a complete solution to end the conflict in West Asia. Over 2 lakh women-led micro and small enterprises entrepreneurs registered on government e-marketplace GEM Womania Initiative secured 13.7 lakh order volume in financial year 2025-26. Womania Initiative, an inclusion-focused initiative on the GEM which helps in addressing constraints that limited women's access to formal government markets. The government introduced the Womania Initiative on GEM in 2019. GEM is an online platform that facilitates end-to-end procurement of goods and services by various central and state ministries, departments, organizations, public sector undertakings, panchayats and cooperatives. The government has approved 52 new applications under Round 3 of the Production-Linked Incentive Scheme for Textiles. Ministry of Textiles said that these applicants have committed an investment of 6,708 crore rupees with an expected turnover of 21,186 crore rupees. The approved proposals are expected to provide a significant boost to the textile sector, particularly in the segment of man-made fiber fabrics, MMF apparel, and technical textiles. Out of these 52 approved applications, 5 are of MMF apparel, 19 for MMF fabrics, 18 for technical textiles, and 10 for multiple segment. These investments will enhance domestic manufacturing capabilities. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 6 wickets at Paraspara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati, chasing a victory target of 202 runs. Rajasthan Royals made 202 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in 18 overs. Opting to bat first, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 201 runs, losing 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals have won the toss and have opted to field. Vaibhav Suryavanshi was declared player of the match. In today's fixture, Punjab Kings will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Mulanpur, New Chandigarh. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.